Chapter 10, Collaboration Cafe Subsystem. Alan Robinson and Dean Schroeder, writing in their book Ideas Are Free, said, quote, "Because they're doing the day-to-day work, frontline employees see many problems and opportunities their managers don't. But most organizations fail to realize this potentially extraordinary source of revenue-enhancing ideas. Collaboration leverages the exponential power of diversity. Given a choice between hiring a creative guru or developing a network of internal collaborators, it's a no-brainer. The internal network is far more effective. The guru has but one mind. The internal collaborator can leverage the diversity of dozens, hundreds, thousands, or more to apply to challenges. As detailed in Chapter 6, diversity of perspectives has an exponential impact on the ability of a person or team to discover meaningfully unique solutions to your challenges. But the leveraging of diversity through collaboration doesn't naturally happen in most organizations. There are psychological and operational barriers that prevent most people from collaborating." Alan Robinson and Dean Schroeder are among the world's leading researchers on the design and implementation of collaboration systems. And yes, the Innovation Engineering Institute team collaborates with Dean on never-ending continuous improvement of our collaboration cafe system. Now, in theory, collaboration should be easy. Cooperating with others is something we all learned in preschool. However, somewhere along the line to adulthood, especially in organizations, it becomes more difficult. Research we conducted with over 12,000 employees found that 95% didn't feel their organization collaborated very well. Poor collaboration prevents organizations from realizing the full value of employee brain power. It also correlates with employees feeling disconnected, overworked, and isolated. Compare times when you've been on work or sports teams in which everyone is in it for themselves versus united to help one another. Think of how satisfied, confident, and engaged you felt in each case. A culture of collaboration increases the effectiveness of your entire organization. It creates a sense of belonging, teamwork, and trust that enables you to set strategic missions that are bolder and braver than your competition can. Employees who are aligned to a common strategic mission, that is a blue card, and who trust their teammates realize joy from their work. They have the courage to tackle ideas and challenges that individually they would view as impossible. "I can't" is replaced with "we can." When leadership sets up employees to compete, then the organization realizes less than the sum of the employees. When leadership sets up the organization to collaborate, then they realize more than the sum of the employees. They realize the product of the interactions of the employees. IE Labs Collaboration Cafe. The Innovation Engineering Institute invests significant time, energy, and money in never-ending continuous improvements of our digital collaboration subsystem. Collaboration Cafe is designed to address the 10 psychological and operational barriers and boosters to collaboration that are detailed later in this chapter. I must openly admit, however, that while I believe we have the best sustainable collaboration system in the world, in my opinion, we are not nearly as effective in the absolute as I believe we can be. We have a continuous project to improve, test, and rebuild our collaboration cafe approach. However, the forces against collaboration are growing as fast or faster than we are with our improvements. Employee willingness to collaborate with others declines every time there is a corporate downsizing that sparks fear, an internal hack of confidential information, or an embarrassing exposure of private conversations. However, as Ben Franklin said, quote, "As long as I have known the world, I have observed that wrong is always growing more wrong, and that right, however opposed, comes right at last." The 10 things we've learned in our study and implementation of collaboration systems. The Innovation Engineering Institute has built a collaboration cafe into the IE Labs portal. It includes a digital system for sharing and a human system for how to activate it. If you're building your own or evaluating commercial collaboration offerings, The following dimensions are what we suggest you look for in your digital and human collaboration systems. 1. Idea competitions kill collaboration. Academic research and our field testing finds, without a doubt, that idea competitions kill collaboration. When ideas are judged with prizes for best ideas, the intrinsic motivation to share ideas and advice is replaced with extrinsic rewards. This works once or twice, but soon no one makes suggestions. It doesn't matter if you evaluate them using a team of experts or via crowdsourcing of the vote. The result is the same. Think about it. If you have 1,000 entries in your idea beauty pageant, you end up with one winner and 999 losers. What do you think the odds are that the losers will submit the next time you ask for ideas? Now you understand a key reason why old-fashioned or even new digital suggestion box contests rarely go beyond 2 or 3 rounds. To ignite collaboration, we must replace competition with cooperation. Collaboration is about the group winning. Done right, ideas are built from other ideas. Let's assume there are no bad ideas. Here's the chain reaction. Bad idea plus bad idea plus bad idea equals decent idea. Decent idea plus bad idea plus bad idea equals good idea. Good idea plus bad idea equals great idea. If you simply reward the end, you declare all those who contributed along the way to be losers, and you lose the ability to access this multiplier effort. 2. Bribing people to collaborate kills collaboration. Related to competing for the best idea is bribing people for ideas. Hundreds of academic studies validate that intrinsic rewards are far more powerful than extrinsic rewards. Intrinsic rewards mean a sense of meaningfulness, personal satisfaction, and pride in work. Extrinsic rewards are cash payments or prizes for contributions. Now, you can provide recognition for ideas, but recognition must be of the group, because it is the group, not the individual, that ignites collaboration. For example, you can create a monthly breakfast or pizza party for those who collaborated, be it requesting or giving ideas, at least 6 times in the previous month. This nurtures a sense of belonging and provides an opportunity for group celebration. If you insist on giving out prizes, and frankly, some companies just can't resist, randomly draw winners from a hat of those who collaborated 6 or more times that month. 3. Let people know specifically what you need ideas for. As you would expect, we did research among employees on collaboration. Surprisingly, the number one barrier was lack of alignment on what is very important. Here's the list. The biggest barrier to collaboration, 1, lack of alignment on what is very important. That was 45%. Problem 2, ego, 25%. Problem 3, didn't know how to collaborate, who, where, how, 16%. And problem 4, fear, 14%. Problems and inefficiencies within organizations exceed the time available to work on them. And employees are aware of this. To generate momentum for collaboration, it's important to be clear what you need help on and, importantly, why you need that help. When this research came in, we changed how requests for ideas and advice was executed in our collaboration cafe. We created a simple form that nudged those asking for help to fill in 5 boxes. 1. Idea request name, being suggestive of what you're requesting. 2. Background narrative, critical background you want responders to know. It's common for this to include the narrative from the blue card. 3. Request, a specific description of what you need help with. 4. Don't request, things you're not interested in, if any. And 5, expiration date. This aligns others on your sense of urgency. Clarity of request creates alignment on what you need collaboration on. When I was a brand manager at Procter & Gamble, we needed a way to make it easy to build a display of our bar soap products in grocery stores. The only option appeared to be a multi-million dollar investment in new equipment to create specialized displayable shipping cases. On a visit to one of our manufacturing plants, I gave technicians working the line a specific description of the challenge. After winning their trust and support, they started creating ideas. Soon we were cutting open cases, flipping around the product, and voila, we had a case that could be created from existing cases. Versus the multi-million dollar investment option, the employee idea required no capital investment and a running cost of just 5 cents per case instead of $1.50. 4. Use the pull of mission to vaporize the ego barriers. I am amazed at how scared people are to ask help. They see asking for help as a sign of professional weakness. They see asking for help as admitting they are stupid. Their sense of self-worth requires them to know all the answers. They view ideas as a zero-sum game. If someone else has an idea for them, they lose. Not invented here is culturally considered acceptable behavior. The simplest way to vaporize ego challenges is to refocus thinking on something that is bigger and more important than the individual. When the blue card mission is bigger than any person or department, it's easier to sacrifice one's ego for the larger cause. Another way to help overcome the ego challenges is to inspire intrinsic motivation instead of extrinsic. This is accomplished when we help one another as people instead of because of the level you have in the organization. To enable people to help people, we've designed Collaboration Cafe to be a many-to-many idea system instead of a many-to-one system. Many-to-one collaboration systems bring ideas to a central command that screens ideas. Many-to-many systems bring ideas to the person closest to the work. This means that people are directly helping people, not an unidentified someone. The result is, instead of showing off for the boss, they support someone directly in need of help. The simplest booster charge we have found for encouraging collaboration is to say thank you. Say thank you to those who have contributed ideas. When a request is coming to an end in the Collaboration Cafe system, the system nudges the requester to send out a thank you note using a simple click to those who have responded. Nothing motivates more effectively than the overt, emotional, unconditional feedback of an honest thank you. Whether it's a child, a friend, an employee, or a boss, an honest and direct thank you works miracles. 5. Design your system to address the fear factor. As you learned in the Create chapter, fear is crippling. When it comes to collaboration, fear includes the fear of looking stupid because you need help, the fear of exposing secrets inside or outside the organization, the fear of being laughed at because your idea is seen as stupid. The simple way for an adult to avoid feeling fearful is to simply not ask for help or offer help to others. If you do nothing, you can't look stupid or make a mistake. The first step in addressing fear is acknowledging that it is very real. Dissolving fear takes time. When employees perceive that the benefits of collaborating are greater than the perceived cost to them, they will collaborate. One way to help build the courage to collaborate is to enable people to control their public exposure. We do this in the Collaboration Cafe by allowing them to create private networks for collaboration. Just as they have control over whom they friend on Facebook or LinkedIn, so too they can control whom they share ideas with. Another way to build courage is to make it possible for people to respond privately to responses to the request post. This means only the person making the request can see their response, not everyone the request was sent to. From a human system perspective, it's important that there be clarity from the leadership of the company, division, department, or workgroup on what can and can't be shared inside and outside of the company or department. It doesn't have to be fancy. Just a simple statement of what is confidential and what is not. It also helps to make it clear whom an employee can talk with to get an answer if they are unsure on a confidentiality question. One of the surest ways to kill collaboration is to raise fear, uncertainty, and doubt about information security. The most dramatic case of this I've ever seen was during a recent Innovation Engineering Accelerator project in Italy. Just prior to requesting help from a panel of outside experts, one of the company leaders raised the question of confidentiality. The executive leading the project explained that the outside collaboration cafe was private and that all on it had signed confidentiality agreements with the company. Sadly, despite this reassurance, when the participants had a choice, virtually none sent out requests to the outside collaboration cafe. They only used the internal collaboration cafe of people in the room. Just the hint from the boss that there might be an issue was enough to kill what would have been valuable collaboration. 6. Operationally, make it easy to collaborate. Make it simple and easy to collaborate. The more work it takes to share an idea, the less likely people are to take the time to do it. In today's world, this means you must have a digital system that is really, really easy to use. The default standard is the Facebook timeline. It needs to be that simple. Importantly, your system for collaboration must run on the computer in employees' pockets, that is, their smartphone or tablet. Make it painless for people to input their ideas, spark their ideas, send photos, or even a video in response to a request for ideas. We have found with Collaboration Cafe that it's helpful to have templates for different types of requests. Currently, we use 4 types of posts. Idea post, for sharing news, ideas, or insights. Request for help post, for asking for ideas, insights, or advice. Blitz create post, for creating a real-time online chat session to create or problem solving. And learning reflection post, for sharing and asking the team to share what did you learn. We've also found that in larger organizations, it can be hard for people to know who to ask for help from across the various departments and divisions. To make it easy to get to the right people, we set up collaboration groups of experts on special areas. Classic groups include Company Innovation Cafe, for sharing with those who have been trained in innovation engineering. Writing Cafe, for help with communicating ideas. Research Cafe, for help with evaluating ideas and doing forecasting. Tech Mining Cafe, for help finding technologies and vendors. A simple human system for encouraging collaboration is morning stand-up meetings. Vern Harnish taught me about the power of these meetings. These are quick meetings in which each person in your work group gives 1 minute on what they learned the day before, and 1 minute on what they are working on that day, with specific requests for help they might need to get their work done. 7. Lead from the front. A culture of collaboration starts with the leadership of the company, division, or department asking for help. When you open yourself up to needing help, you make it socially acceptable for others to ask for help. When as the leader, you can take the lead in asking for help, you start the transformation. When ideas come in, you need to be active in responding, being honest with your thoughts and encouraging of more ideas. You need to make it socially acceptable to have a vigorous debate. As Edward Land, inventor of the Polaroid camera system, said, quote, "Politeness is the poison of collaboration." When you, the leader, are open to new ideas and curious about others' opinions, and you embrace diversity of thought, then others will too. This means offering ideas to others, as well as requesting ideas. Offer ideas. Good ideas. Foolish ideas. Fun ideas. Bold ideas. Be a part of the process. When it comes to leading from the front, one of the best I've ever observed is Ken Greer, creative director of the Macallan Scotch Whiskey. No one is more open to new ideas and learning than Ken. He is a sponge for learning and ideas. He has architected collaboration partnerships with one of the producers of the James Bond films, world-class photographers, and cutting-edge companies like Oakley. My personal take on what drives his openness to collaboration is his relentless passion for the Macallan brand. I've joked that if he got a cut, it would bleed Macallan whiskey. His passion is addictive to anyone who connects with him. 8. Invest the time to make collaboration a habit. The fear and ego issues that prevent collaboration are deep-seated. Simply turning on a digital portal will not change that. To make collaboration stick, it needs to become a cultural norm or habit. This requires collaboration becoming a proactive idea discovery process, not just a reactive firefighting tool. A collaboration culture will not happen without the involvement of leadership. This means, among other things, asking in every meeting, every day, a version of one of the following. Who could we learn from? Who could we ask? Who might know another way of doing this? Who has done something like this before? Who is retired from the company who we could go ask? What vendor of ours might know about this? What outside expert could help us? Who could we get a second opinion from? One way we have found to do this is to make collaboration among those in our company, division, department, or workgroup employees something that happens every week. This is done by creating a rotating responsibility to post a collaboration request each week. As part of regular department or team meetings, introduce the request and provide some stimulus to spark initial ideas. Post the ideas on the Collaboration Cafe digital platform to spark additional ideas from employees. To amplify participation, comment on posts. At the end of the week, sort and document ideas into just do, learn more, and archive. And most important of all, write a thank you note to those who participated. I fully understand that this is going to take an investment of time and energy to manage this system. However, given the exponential potential for diversity to enable meaningfully unique ideas, the payout on the investment of time and energy is a no-brainer. And in the process, you'll be creating a culture of collaboration. 9. Enable external collaboration. Internal collaboration creates results. External collaboration transforms companies. Innovative companies like Apple, Google, Procter & Gamble, and General Electric are among the most aggressive collaborators with experts and innovators outside of their company. I can say with absolute certainty that somewhere in the world, there was someone who can help you solve your work challenge faster and more creatively than you can by yourself. At Procter & Gamble, the process of external collaboration is called Connect and Develop. They have turned collaboration with outside experts into a fine art. One of P&G's top Connect and Develop experts in Europe told me they often use inventions to find inventors. When they are looking for outside expertise, they search for patents, academic articles, or entrepreneurial companies to contact. They ask the expert what they are working on now, if they can help with their challenge, or if they know someone who can help. The result is that they can quickly identify resources that can help them solve their challenge. Organizing vendors, suppliers, and partners into an external collaboration network turbocharges your employees' ability to define, discover, develop, and deliver meaningfully unique innovations. The innovation engineering community calls external collaboration the creation of an innovation supply chain. It's a set of one or more collaboration cafes established with outside experts, vendors, or even retirees of the company. It starts with sorting vendors into those who are willing and able to innovate versus those whose mission is simply to deliver low-cost production. It is not uncommon for vendors who are small players in your product supply chain to become major innovation supply chain vendors. Similarly, it's also common for vendors who are high-volume, low-cost producers to not have the capability or interest in supporting new-to-the-world development projects. The process of engagement requires leadership engagement because policies within procurement, R&D, legal, and finance will need to be adapted. Whereas before, vendors were simply reactionary to organizations' requests for quotes, now some are innovation partners. They invest their time, energy, and money into doing development for your organization, and as such, deserve to be compensated, especially if you desire to have their discoveries be exclusive to your organization. To amplify their capability, you create alignment on your needs and enable them with digital tools and education. 10. Working smarter now, enabling every employee every day. Dr. Dean Schroeder defines the minimum standard for effective collaboration systems as 12 ideas implemented per employee per year. The maximum he's seen is 100 ideas implemented per employee. This level of collaboration can't happen from a central command and control system. A Working Smarter Now blue card is commonly set up by organizations to specifically ask for ideas by everyone in the organization. When they are fully implemented, a chain reaction of positives occur. People believe, people become engaged, the company can adapt faster to market changes, the company's offerings are continuously improved, and work is fun again. In simple terms, Working Smarter Now is about enabling bottom-up ideas. It's about enabling those who are closest to the work, be it building maintenance, marketing, selling, production, finance, R&D, etc. Identify and address ways to work smarter right now. Most of the frontline and bottom-up ideas will have a low value. However, Dr. Schroeder finds that collectively these bottom-up ideas often offer 10 times greater quantitative impact than formal top-down projects led by continuous improvement experts. That means up to a 400% increase in ideas for goals like cost savings or efficiency or for selling more. Enabling employees is the fastest, easiest way to increase the return on your investment you realize from your employees. As Andrew Carnegie said, quote, "Teamwork is the ability to work together toward a common vision. The ability to direct individual accomplishments towards organizational objectives. It is the fuel that allows common people to attain uncommon results." The commercial value of bottom-up employee ideas is just the start. As employees begin to trust in their ideas and trust in the culture's willingness to listen to their ideas, they become more engaged in their work. They also become a more valuable resource in problem-solving, transformational leap innovations as they're being developed. Implementing ideas from employees is a key reason that Toyota's quality and efficiency is so far ahead of other car companies. They enable frontline employees to create, validate, and implement ideas for working smarter. The key to making Working Smarter Now projects work is to have a very clear blue card that defines the narrative behind the need for ideas and that set clear boundaries on which ideas can be implemented immediately versus kicked up to larger scale core or leap innovation projects. So what did you learn? What did you learn about collaboration that confirms your pre-existing beliefs? What did you learn about collaboration that challenged your beliefs? What holds you back from asking for help more? What holds you back from responding to a request for help from others? Think of a time when you did collaborate. What did it feel like? Think of a time when you resisted collaboration. Why did you? Of the 10 principles outlined, which do you use? Which do you not use? Stop right now and go ask for help from 3 people on a challenge you are facing.